That's the most question. My Talmud, Emma, why don't I say rather lohitzi mitzkas kanim? Tamar says, oh my Rabbah says like this, Ezel dover shetzara shnei miyutim, have a yaymezu mincha mafer. Which type of a mincha needs two miyutim? Like we're saying, it says the word oleho and it says the word he, two separate miyutim. So which type of a mincha has two different types to it? It must be a mincha mafer taner, a mincha that's baked in the oven, and there are two ways of baking it. Either you could bake it into chalais, or else you could bake it into rikikin. So the pasuk needs to say that those two menachos do not need a yitzik of a shemen. Yitzik of a shemen is only on the other menachos, not on a mafer tana. Hashenken, a minchas kanim is only one miyut. You would not have to have two miyutim. So two miyutim only goes to the minchas mafer tana, that has two minim and has the chalais that has the rikikin. Now the Mishnah says, Mincha, Yisrael, when Yisrael brings a mincha that needs a psisa, it has to be cut up and chopped up. In other words, that's like a machvas or a macheshes. How do they do it? Koifol, echol l'shnayim, they fold it over once into two. U'shnayim li'arba, then they fold it over to two into four. They fold it over a second time. And they break the chalas in the makom where it's folded. That's the pasuk of posa slice pitim. They would dash him into two, and then into four. That's the Mishnah says, umavdu, you break it up into the pieces, into four pieces. Minchas kahanim, what about a mincha that a kohen brings? A minchas mafer of a kohen. It's koifel lecho the shnayim, we fold it over once into two, and then shnayim liyabah, two into four. But we ain't a mavdu, here we do not break it. Here we just leave it the way it is. We only fold it over, because we don't have to break it. Why? Because by Minchas Kohen you do not have to make a Kemitza. Since there's no Kemitza, therefore we do not have to break it. What's going to be Minchas Kohen Mashiach? Let's say the Mincha, the Chavita that a Kohen Golda brings, L'hoyu Mekafla, you do not have to fold it over. The Morris says you don't have to fold it over into four, but into two we have to fold it over. Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, ain't there the C.C. says no. You don't have to fold it over at all. There's no psis at all. Why? Because there's no kemitza. And therefore the klal is, v'chol shein ben kemitza, ein ben psis. Anytime there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. Because though you slide a psisa in order to be able to make a kemitza. Like after you bake it, you have to cut it up into pieces in order to make a kemitza. But by the mitzvah's kahanim that there's no kemitza, you don't have to make a psisa. And v'chulam kizaisim. All these pieces that they chopped them up into the pieces were always the size of a kezayis. In other words, you never have to cut the mincha into a piece smaller than a kezayis. Talking about it, word like this. Posayis, the pasuk says, yochol l'shnayim. Maybe just fold it over into two. Talmud it says, pitim. Suppose that's a pitim. E pitim says the word pitim, mashim a lot of pieces. Yochol, I would have thought to say, yasenu pirurim. He can manage to make it into small pieces. Talmud Omer, the Pasuk says, Oysa. No, it, Mashna, has to stay a little bit in the form of a challah. So, Oysa lepsisim, lepsis lepsisim, and make it into pieces, but not into very, very small pieces. If so, okay, so how does it come out? That minchas Yisrael, that you have to make a kemitza from clay for lech on the shnei and fold it over twice, or shnei and liab and fold it over into four. Well, madman, you cut it there, you break it in the folds. Minchas kanu, minchas mashiach, a mincha b'kohen gadol, hoyim mekasla, they fold it over, but they don't have to break it. Ay, vo anan tanan, lo hoyim mekasla, now Mishnah says, a minchas kohen mashiach, you don't have to fold it at all. Om a rabbi true, and a mekasla liyab, you don't have to fold it open to four. Abo mekasla lishnayim, but you do have to fold it open to two, that much you have to. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, minchas kanu, minchas kohen mashiach, ein bem sisi, he says, no, there's no purpose to fold it over at all. Since you don't have to make a kemitza, you don't have to fold it over. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says like this. Hai chavitza, that's a dish that has some bread inside it. In Poshit, there's a big shout more in Brochus about this. Poshit's talking about the nanuflus in a frying pan, Russia cooking it up. That you have, let's say, a dish. It's a tafshul. Shakur and Shankar Rashi says, Shemifarim bo pas, that you crumb up the pieces of bread you put in here, like a soup, that you put the bread inside it. So it depends. The yes bo perurim kezayis. If there are pieces the size of a kezayis, see, even though you're cooking it or you're frying it, mevorchin aleha moitz lechem menoritz. It still retains its form of a lechem. It still has the bracha of a moitz, and you have to make a bracha. But he left bo perurim kezayis. Let's say cut it up into smaller pieces. The pieces are not the size of the kezayis. And echnami, now since you cook it up or you fry it, it loses its shame hamoitzi, and rather mevorchin aleha borim in mezaynus. There's a question more by French toast, but usually there the pieces are the size of kezayis or samatzi and make a matzah kugel. So it depends. If the pieces are left of the kezayis and you cook it, then you don't have to make a maitzah, you only make a barum near mezaynis. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Reisi says, "Mino aminu, how do I know this yisoid? That even though you're cooking it up or you're frying it, if it still has the size of the kezayis, you still have a maitzah." The Tani will learn like this. Or you oimed or makriv menachas Yerushalayim. A kohen is coming and bringing menachas in Yerushalayim. Is oimed the first time the kohen brings it, he says, Shechiyanu v'kimonu. Makes the Shechiyanu. Or some says it goes on the Bailam, he makes the Shechiyanu. The Israel makes the Shechiyanu. Now, notlon lochlon, let's say when the kohen takes this mincha tidit, the shirayim is nechol kahanim. So it says, oimed says he makes tili hamoitzi lechem in oritz. Utnan is still without our Mishnah. The kulam sisa the kezayis, all the pieces were made into a kezayis. And vice versa, the question is though, true, it's in a kezayis, but who says they cooked it up again? The chur of the menachas didn't cook up again. They only put shemen over it. So maybe that's considered like it was fried again in shemen. That's a little bit of shalom over here. But Avada was talking about where it was at least fried or cooked up afterwards. So it's mashman, no matter what you do with it later, still you have to make hamoitzi. So as long as the pieces are the size of the kezayis, you have to make hamoitzi. Omulay Abayis, the question is so, on the Tana Dever of Yishmael, the Yoma that his sheet there is, Mefarchin Hashem Azir and Lucellus, no, you like, the Menachas, after you bake it, you have to like crumb it up, mamish into small pieces, into like back to flour, so mamish the crumbs. Hochinam, according to him, you want to tell me, Le Mevarchin Hamoitzi, you don't have to make Hamoitzi since the pieces are left in the Kazayas. So Chitem, maybe you tell me, Hochinam, yes, it's true, according to him, you don't have to make Hamoitzi. For the Gemara Nova, Tanya will learn, Likat Mikulon Kezayis, if you collected together pieces, and you made it into a Kezayis, V'ochlon Yedit, Sein Chometzu Oynes Koros, Yechayev Koros, on Pesach. In Matzu, V'tzmatz, Odin Yosef Echwasim HaPesach. And Avada, the Baruch is still on Moish Lechem in Oretz. It's even though the small pieces are still a Samoitzi. Samor says, no, Hokum Ayas Kinon, Bishirson. So that these small pieces of the flower like, Samor, Hokum Ayas Kinon, Bishirson, means after you broke it down, you again kneaded it together and baked it over again. For the Gemara Yochi is so high the Tony Law says on this Bushokla Matechias Pras, the Bishirson, Shaochlu mi boila, if you kneaded it together again, kneading it together. What's the lashon of Bushoklon mash me ate the pieces? That yeast you have to eat the kezayas worth of the pieces, Bechteachilas Pras. How long will it take you to eat a half a loaf of bread? But if it's talking about you baked it back into one big loaf of bread again, so it should have said if you ate from it the kezayis, not if you ate the pieces of kezayis. El rather hokum as kinyan bebom lechem gadol. Could be there's no proof. Avad here is talking about that there's still a big lechem here, and just you cut up pieces of it. It's like half of it you cut up into pieces, but since the main bread is still in one piece, therefore these pieces still go after the main piece of bread and still considered to make hamoitzi. But it could be if you cut up the whole piece of bread into small pieces, maybe at a chanami, maybe then you would not make hamoitzi, maybe you would not be yotz for the mitzvah matzah. The Gemara shall call upon him, I have a law, what's the maskana over here? Rav Sheshi Sama, yes, afilu pirurin, shein ben kezayis. Even though the pieces are less than the kezayis, still you have to make hamoitzi. Amar Rav says, but the klal is, vudika torista denam olayu. That's only if the pieces still look like bread. And avada the maskana is a poskim is, we're talking about here, that you're cooking it up in water. Avada just on pieces of bread, no matter how small the crumbs are, Avad you still have to make hamoitzi lechem in oritz. No matter how small the crumbs of matzah or of chametz are. But here again, we're talking about either you fried it or you cooked it. So the klal is like this, that if the pieces are less than a kezayis, when do we still make hamoitzi? Only if it still has to reach the denam, it has to look like bread. You can still tell it looks like bread. It has toya maris lechem on it. Mashenkin, if you cook it up and it doesn't look like bread anymore, it looks like a kugel now, then you would not have to make hamoitzi. Then you only make a barimini mezainis. But if the pizzas have the size of a kezayis, then at all times, you always have to make hamoitzi lechem min haritz. All right, we'll stop here.